I think the one thing with Curry is that, you know, he won one championship, right? With obviously without KD.
Two.
See, the thing is like you can't really. No, just hold on. Let me say. You can't really say. This. I'm saying the first championship. They didn't have a complete team. They're literally. I'm talking about the Cavs. They didn't have a complete team. They were injured the entire way. Yo, were they not?
Yo.
No. Can we be honest? Yo. Were they not?
Welcome to an all-new episode of What Now, where we take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tyreek, Tobias, and a new special guest, Shagoon. How are we doing?
Yay!
We go. Why can't you insert like the
claps, the special.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I've been asking to be on this show for forever. So I am, it's taken you guys a little too long, but I will accept this offer.
Yeah, we're about 2 years deep now.
Yeah. No hard feelings, huh?
It's okay. We just had to make sure you were the right person for the job, you know?
Oh, buddy.
You're our second guest. Michaela set a high bar.
Yes. Yeah.
We wasn't sure if you would be able to live up to that. So
right. I mean, whatever you say. I'm just here for a good time. You know, so
I believe in you. They've been talking all type of crap about you, but I believe you should go.
Well, I could understand that, why the crap would be talked about, because I did comment some negative things on the YouTube page.
He comments a lot of stuff about you, Tobias.
About me.
It's just no hard feelings. It's just, you know, the certain takes, I would just comment and say certain things, and I'd be like, oh, whoa, this is not a good take.
Hey, yeah, I get the best takes on this podcast. So
right. I believe that. Yes. Okay. Let's move.
Who do you honestly think is the best takes on the podcast?
The best takes on this podcast. To be honest with you, I would say, even though he's not here yet, but Malin,
whatever.
What?
I think he has every right to be biased every single situation. Let's think about this. You know, Atlanta, he's Atlanta, just everything, right? You know, Georgia Bulldogs, Atlanta Falcons. Hey, you probably, I have never heard him really talk about the Atlanta Hawks, but you know, he's Atlanta everything. But he seems very subjective, because, you know, I mean, he wasn't, I think no one was sure that the Atlanta Falcons were going to be, you know, I mean, well, we didn't know that division was going to suck that badly, but no one thought that, you know.
Yes, we did.
not necessarily. Come on. We didn't think the Panthers would be, what was it like 2-15?
Or, no, we knew this division was going to be that bad.
We
all knew this division was
going to
be that bad.
Well, it, yeah. Well, but he seems like, you know, objective, and just, you know, kind of, you know, not playing any sides when it comes down to, you know, how horrible his team sucks. So, yeah. And obviously the Bulldogs, I mean, I would think he would be a little bit more outraged, you know, within just it being, I mean, they didn't make it to the college.
They want one of the best four teams in the country, plain and simple.
No, I'm going to say that he's as an Atlanta fan. Right. And then we can actually get it to talk about you a little bit. As an Atlanta fan, I think he won a championship last year, and now he's content. That's all he wanted. They don't win that often. So
they won twice. They won back to back. So
I get it. Okay, that's right. I do get it, though. As a Michigan fan, I'm kind of content right now. Like, if we suck next year, I'm perfectly fine. We didn't got ours in. So I understand him in that aspect.
I think it's been a little too long for you in this the Michigan
To be honest, they're a poverty franchise. Anyway, all right, hold on. Okay, before we get into sports,
deep here. Whoa.
That's funny.
I don't know, Jamie. Do you? I guess you want to We can talk about you first, Shagun, so they know who you are.
Yeah, oh. give us a little bio, a little background.
Oh, okay. Georgia born and raised. Yeah. Obviously, the name doesn't sound like it, but yes, I am. My parents are from Nigeria. So just a little background within just, you know, heritage. But yeah, so, you know, I definitely am on the entertainment side of just, you know, obviously being a comedian. If you guys ever want to laugh, you can go on Goon. Well, this is 18 plus adults, you know, can go on OnlyFans as well as I'm joking. But no, what's it called?
Go ahead, flip that one out.
It was a joke. Sorry. No. But you can go on Instagram.
5 minutes.
You can go on Instagram. Actually, you know, OnlyFans has, you know, comedy stuff. But yes. But you can go on Instagram on Goon Got Jokes.
We'll put it in the bio.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Instagram, YouTube, literally it's the same thing, you know, TikTok, all those things, Goon Got Jokes. So yeah, I like to make people laugh. I like to, you know, obviously, just like to just enjoy just entertaining folks. So that's my thing. If you ever wanted to see bad comedy, you can, you know, just anytime you see an open mic, you'll probably see me there. Just being, you know, stinking up the place. So just things like that, you know. But we're here. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to. Oh, I'm Tyreek. I'm associate of Tyreek. He stole something from me. But we don't have to talk about that. He stole something from me back in like middle school. It was an award that I like to make. He stole something from me. It was my MVP track award that I was supposed to get. What's it called?
I was better than you,
Shagun. No. This is he doesn't want. He never even stated this story, which is kind of crazy. He's had the show for like almost 2 years. He hasn't even said the story. Basically, we had a final track meet state. I think it was a district. I'm not sure. But basically, you know, I came on. You know, I was supposed to be there, but I was basically like, you know, the leader of the team. And I was supposed to be there, but my mom had a revival. So she made me go to the revival in Maryland, and I couldn't be there. So they ended up giving him the award because, you know, he was the only person that came to the track meet. So they gave it to him by default.
A couple of things you said were wrong.
I had a similar experience in college with him, too.
Okay. So what did I say that was wrong?
A couple of things you said were wrong. I wasn't the only person there.
You were one of like the only four.
I think we're just talking about guys though, because the girls got their own MVP also.
Exactly.
There were like four guys there. I was gonna win it anyway. You were the only one. I remember it might be three. I remember mm-hmm. me and Jalil was there.
Right.
And then
did you ever place?
Did I ever place? Mm-hmm. I think we placed in one race, not at that competition.
What race was that?
I feel like it was either 4x1 or 4x2, like as a team. I didn't place anything individually myself.
All I'm saying is I was field, so I chop putt, discus. I placed. So
I ran track and I did field. So when you have one thing to worry about, you never placed. Has nothing to do with running.
Never place. That's all. So we can proceed.
You don't even have to come to practice for a shot put and discus. I also did triple jump, high jump.
You need to go to jail because you steal. And that's all that matters.
Anyways, what made you get into comedy, sir?
Yes.
Oh, well, obviously, laughter. You know, I just enjoy it. You know, I enjoy laughing. I enjoy making people laugh. So as simple as that, you know, and I wanted to be a lawyer, not about to read that many books. So, yeah.
You actually want to be a lawyer? That's actually, wow.
No, I wanted to be a lawyer. But
I would not have hired him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's fine. I wanted to be a lawyer, but, you know, I realized you could play a lawyer. So that's literally it. So I just said, I'm just gonna do a Jim Carrey and play a lawyer. That's all. So That's the whole story behind that. Yeah.
It'd be very convincing to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to shout out your podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Of course. You know, as well, listen, we have a great podcast. Again, you know, this is for the older adults, you know. It's called the Open Book Podcast. We're very open and honest on there. We talk about Tyreek has made appearance. Hopefully, you know, whenever you guys, if you guys ever want to make an appearance, you know, we would love that. But yeah, it's just it's a really, you know, cool place to just discuss, you know, topics and just get real, you know, get honest, you know, open, the Open Book Podcast. Yeah. So it's a you know, if you ever want to just go on YouTube or any streaming, what's it called, podcast streaming platform, you can really look us up, the Open Book Podcast. You'll find us.
It also that'll also be in the bio.
Oh, wow. You know, you guys are just, you know, why stop here? You know, I'm looking for a job. If anyone wants to give me a job as well,
we're not going to put that in.
Okay. Sorry. I thought we were going that far into it, but no.
Posted
okay.
on LinkedIn.
If you're stopping that LinkedIn, you know, but that's neither here nor there. We can proceed. Yeah.
All right. So how did you, well, you told us you like to make people laugh. So what sports, if any, did you play growing up besides field? And were you actually good? Because it sounds like Tyreek won the award. And
I don't know. Yes. If Tyreek won an award over you, I don't know, man.
It's literally our track team sucked that badly. I promise you. It didn't. They literally gave it to him because they were like, they even said it. They said,
talk about other
sports. Sorry. Okay, but yes. No, I played
football. And the fact that we were that bad.
Hey, okay. We're moving on. You said we're moving on.
All right, go ahead.
Because I won.
No, move on.
Okay, sorry. But yes. I played football in high school. Now, see, my football journey is always, I was athletic, but I was like more on the, I'm good enough to play a sport. And I wasn't necessarily great at the sport. So like I could be really like, I was undersized, you know? So obviously you're undersized, but you're still doing, like I was playing D end and I'm like 5'9", you're not going to be doing things at 5'9". And then like, you know, playing nose tackle, but nose tackle was literally the worst. In high school, it's the worst thing to play because literally all you're doing is just sitting and just kind of just trying to go under the center just to basically make a play. I hated nose physical. Tackle. So that's, love you it. Said what?
It's physical. I love it. I'd love to play them. If I was big enough, I'd do it.
No. It's physical, but when you see the centers that we were going up against, like it was just like, it's like, this is boring. You know, I want to make a play. You know, you don't hear about nose tackles unless you're like, you know, elite
Aaron Donald,
you know,
like
exactly elite Aaron Donald type players. You know, that's the only time. For me, I played DN, but I had a great injury that happened to me in like the 11th grade as I was, you know, should I tell the story, Tyreek? Should I let people know about the story?
I don't even know the story.
Okay. So like I said, I wasn't good enough as they used to overlook me because, you know, really a bad coach can ruin a high school. Oh my, it could ruin your high school career. Yeah. So I had a bad coach that he always overlooked. You know, he chose Miles over me.
We don't gotta say
last names. He chose
people. No, Miles Nimmons. We're gonna say his last name.
Miles is funny, dog. I remember Miles showed up at like 6'8".
He chose individuals that look taller, bigger, faster. But I was better than all. I benched the most. I literally squatted the most. I was very physical. You literally had one of the coaches was always trying to put me on, but they just looked at me and they was like, "Yeah, nah, that's not happening." So it was a lot of that going on, and I think 11th grade year it was my time because they did me dirty. They did me so dirty. It was like a varsity game. It was like basically 10 seconds left on the clock, they try to throw me in and they just made me walk on the field just for the game to end.
I swear.
They come on.
Sound like you wasn't that good, buddy.
Okay, that's fine. It's my trauma. I'm sorry. Okay, but
garbage time.
Yeah, they threw me in 10 seconds left, and I that's when I said I'm quitting the team. Like I said, I'm done with this. I'm sick of all this nonsense. This is crazy. I was yelling at the end of the game, and like the coach, like they heard. Basically, people were saying saying around the coach, and then all of a sudden the next day the coach talks to me. He asked me to come and had a personal conversation. We talked and I talked to him. I said, well, you know, I just don't feel like you really just care about me. You just literally keep overlooking me and I'm better than literally half of your players. So that's just honest truth. He told me, he was like, you know what, if you're so better, you know, just go on JV. 'Cause we had our first game of JV. He said, go on JV, 11th grade year, go on JV. And show me what you got. I said, okay, say no more. It's fine. Give me a chance. I'll show you. Literally, that game, I had 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 1 fumble recovery. The third quarter starts, and basically they're marching down. And it was I get so mad at this story, but yes, the third quarter starts and they're going down the field and they get this one play where the dude hikes it over his head and I'm like, oh snap, that's me all day. So I see it and I step, yeah, tore my ACL, and then literally, you know, that was my journey. So yeah, have not, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that was senior year, you said, right?
11th grade year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Didn't Malin tear his ACL too?
Malin tore something in his ankle. Oh, track bro. Malin, I wish Malin was here. Malin was our bread and butter. He was our whole team offense. It was our only offensive play was Malin left, Malin right, Malin up the middle. Heck, toss it to Malin, Malin up top. Everybody else on our team sucked on offense. We couldn't do anything. We was okay on defense. Like, okay, but mm-hmm. we were on the field all the time, so we just got tired. Like, we hold them to, like, maybe 7 points.
Right.
Like, no more than 7 points the entire season, first half. Right. And then we just give up at the end, and they score, like, 30 points second half. we was bad. Like, my first year, because I came from Indiana. My first mm-hmm. year, I lived in Indiana. We was good up mm-hmm. there. We was raw up in Indiana. Mm-hmm. But I came from Indiana to Statesboro my sophomore year. We was good my sophomore year. And then – after that, we was trash. Like, we were bad.
Indiana football.
And we were raw Indiana, but my boy Juice, Ryan Neal. I don't know if you know who Ryan Neal is.
How long you live in Indiana?
Safe for Seahawks. He plays for
49ers.
My mentor when I was a freshman up there. So he was a safety. So
how long you live in Indiana?
Yeah. I ain't never heard of a mentor in
listen here. If they would have kept me in Indiana, I wouldn't be here right now. I'll be playing on Sundays. That's
goodbye,
all
I'm saying. Tobias.
That's all I'm gonna say, baby. That's all I'm gonna say right there.
I was a better corner than you in intramural.
Listen, you had the physical attribute. I ain't had like the physical attributes, but I had the mindset. Maybe I can tell you that. Ain't nobody on that team like to hit more than me. Nobody on that team can hit harder or like to hit as much as me.
So you're like a Ryan Clark.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'll take your head off. Okay. I promise you. You come across the middle, right. I'm a headhunter. I'm taking your head off. Right. You ask anybody on that team, they vouch for right there. But I will say I was slow as all get out. I will say that. I was slow. So that's why they moved from the corner.
Physically or mentally?
To linebacker. Huh? why are you just coming at people today?
That's wild. That's wild.
Because you know when you headhunting, that's sometimes what happens.
Yeah, that injury does suck. that's a similar thing happened to Malin. Like you said, even what you said with the coaching stuff. That's true. Because Malin should have like that man should have been D1. I don't care what nobody. To this day, Malin should have been D1. He should have been playing at Georgia Southern, Tech. Maybe even UG. I don't know. Malin was that good, but coach ain't giving him.
I'm more of a D2. That was where I saw myself. A D2.
Have some respect for yourself. Have some respect for yourself.
No. I'm being real though. I'm being honest.
Yeah, but like,
was he better than that, Reek? Was he? What was he?
You know, he never saw me play.
I know no one, but I'm like just lying a little bit. That's
hilarious. Like I said, D2. Nothing wrong with D2. Why are you making it seem like D2 is like garbage? Yeah, but
there's low tier D1 schools you can play for too.
Yes, but that's the thing. Like, I felt like I would have worked my way up. Like, you know, Cam Newton, you got a pass. JUCO. I feel like at the end of the day, you gotta work. You gotta start from somewhere. All I need is an opportunity. That's usually how it is.
You could have played D1 because there's somebody I knew that I played with. He was a linebacker. He went shorter. Which shorter is D3 or D2? Which one?
Huh?
You're shorter D3 or D2?
I don't know.
But that man sucks, and I have no clue how he made the football team. I'm not gonna call his name out. Mazel's here, you know what I'm talking about. He sucked. He was bad.
Wow.
I was better than him. Like, when I saw that baby, I was like, dang, I could have went and played somewhere, but I had no future football. I wasn't that good.
That's understandable.
All right, let's talk about
you just said you'd be playing on Sundays.
Oh, I would. If Ryan Clark was my mentor, I'd have been a little bit faster, and I'd be about 20 pounds heavier. I would have been playing more than on Sundays. I don't care what nobody say. I would have been putting in the work for it. I would have been putting in the work. I don't care what nobody say.
I'm cool with CFL, you know? I'll go play Canadian.
You just want to play football. You can go to the park down the street and play.
That's what I say. I love football, so I would be okay with just playing, you know, Canada's nice, you know.
Yeah, get on 707.
Yeah, you know. I would have mind.
All right. Let's move along to some NBA stuff. So I'm really gonna let y'all have it. I'm just gonna sit back.
Oh.
Wow. So
I love instigating NBA.
Don't be too long, Shagun. We know how you get.
I know
how you get. I'm setting timers.
Yeah. I fought. Whatever you say. Hey, I'm Shannon Sharp, you know, today. This is
I don't believe y'all. Y'all just talking to Shagun for no reason, bro. Y'all, you just attacking him today.
You should go watch his podcast with me on his.
He deserved every. He said, what's your favorite cookie again?
Snickerdoodle.
Okay. So let's move on. that's my point right now.
That was your favorite ice cream, too. You were going through it that time.
Like, literally.
Oh, my God, bro. What?
All right.
All right. Let's move along to the NBA. So. Question for y'all, and it's definitely not for me. What is holding LeBron back from being the undisputed GOAT?
If anything,
but that's me. So I'm going to set a timer.
Yeah.
Y'all got it.
I'll let Tyreek, do you want to take this?
I can. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like at this point, I think, honestly, if I'm being 100% honest with myself, I think the only reason I'm not calling LeBron GOAT right now is because he's still playing. Mm-hmm. But once he retires, I feel like I'll call him the GOAT. But I think the only thing that people have now that can say Jordan is better than LeBron is obviously the rings, the amount of rings. Mm-hmm. And then I think the defensive side of the ball. I hold the defense side of the ball to a higher standard than I feel I've talked with most people. Mm-hmm. Over my career.
I feel like Bron could do it if he wanted to. I've always said that.
You said defensive?
Yeah, the defense side of the ball. Like LeBron is.
Seen him? He's guarded the best player of every final. What are you talking about?
Exactly. He could do it if he wants to. He's just not. He just don't have to, like.
Yeah, but Jordan didn't have to either. Scottie Pippen was on his team, but he was still.
And Scottie Pippen was guarding all the Scottie Pippen was guarding all the best players on.
It was better guards back then than big men. Listen. It's not all. I'm saying because I feel like with longevity stuff, is a balance. Because I think you can't hold the longevity stuff against Jordan, but you can add it for LeBron because, like, being healthy all these years and not getting hurt is, like, a big thing. But Jordan also didn't play as long, so you feel like you can't hold not having certain stats for him. Because he had to retire a couple years, and then obviously... Yeah, he had to retire because his dad and all that stuff. And then also he played 3 years in college. So that already cut his career 3 years short.
I mean, but these are all choices. I mean, like, what was he, like, you make it seem like...
No. This wasn't for college. He wasn't like LeBron in high school.
No, but I'm saying they asked, like, literally, even, I don't know if you've seen a documentary, but, like, his mom wanted him to stay in college. That's the only reason why he was in college. Like, he didn't have to stay in college. He literally could have went to the NBA.
But, whatever the reason why he stayed in college, he played 3 years in college. So, okay. it hurts his number of stats.
Nah, now, that's averages, not true. The dude took years off, dude. Like
that's what,
like,
I'm saying. He didn't play.
I'm saying he took a year off in between his three. Remember the three championships he got. He took a year off, and then he went to win three more. So my thing but is this:
I think you're focused more on the reasoning of why he took him off. I'm just saying, regardless of what the reasoning is, he didn't play those years, so you can't hold it against him.
No, you can't. You can though, because at the end of the day, are we blaming LeBron for being like great at 18 to get into the NBA?
My first point, Shagun.
Huh?
I said you can keep him. You can. LeBron can use those stats in his favor, but I don't think you can hold those stats against Jordan in his favor.
See, the problem is they don't. They use the stats against LeBron as he wasn't winning championships, right? But they don't use the stats against Jordan that it took him 9 years. To get Scottie Pippen, and then they started winning championships. Like you can't see. That's my thing. This whole conversation, this whole debate, really bothers me because it's the championship thing for you.
I wasn't talking about that.
It's not even the championship thing.
That's what contributes to being a GOAT, though.
It's the winning aspect. It's the winning aspect of it.
If that's the case, I can say if Jordan played those 2 years, he would have won 8 straight. LeBron's playing as long as he's playing. LeBron playing as long as he's playing and not winning championships is if you want to hold the longevity for him, you got to hold it against him.
Right.
Let's say he don't win another ring and he play like 2 or 3 more years. That'll be 4 rings in 23 years where Jordan had like 6 and like 15.
But so, are we accounting that Jordan had if let's see the problem I have here. Is that Jordan has Scottie Pippen. We're not going to act like Scottie Pippen was a scrub. Even though he's going on this tour, just, you know, calling Jordan out, and, you know, or even then. But we can't make it seem like the 9 years that Michael Jordan was in the league, that he got swept in the first round. Like, literally.
I 100% believe Dwayne Wade, AD,
Chris Bosh. We're talking about Scottie Pippen as a rookie.
Hold on.
Dwayne Wade wasn't a rookie when he met up with LeBron James. Anthony Davis was not a rookie when he met up with LeBron James. My problem with everyone is that we love to just sit there and just make it seem like there's the context here is not being used. Like, we have to use the context, guys. Key word of the day, context. Okay.
Look, I'm not against LeBron, by the way.
I know I'm not against Jordan. I'm not against Jordan. I just don't like this argument people use of, well, Jordan was 6-0 in the finals and da 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 da. And I'm just like, but guys, he was also swept in the first round. We can name literally most of every player on the Bulls, right? Can you name good players or just even okay players?
Yes, you can.
On those Cleveland Cavalier teams?
Especially that last team. That's what solidified mine right there. When he took that team to finals.
When he didn't win?
But you saw the team he was playing with.
When he didn't win? We're talking about years he didn't win the championship.
So we're talking about he didn't win. Who did he go against? That's my problem. See, now, see, so we don't want to use that against that. But when we look at Jordan and who he went against,
that's what
you know. Do you don't know? Be honest. Do you know who Jordan went against those six finals?
The Jazz, wasn't it, a couple times?
Jazz was once.
Who else he go against?
Exactly. That's my point. He won against.
I mean, I also wasn't alive back then.
No matter you. Okay, so that's the argument.
If you ask a person that was watching Jordan like that for real, I'm sure they would know.
So I'm gonna answer a question. What is keeping LeBron from the GOAT debate or being the GOAT? It's literally nostalgia. It's all these old people who just love to just talk about, oh man, they don't play defense like they used to. Everything is based off of nostalgic reasons. It's so annoying. It's so like, dude, like you sound absolutely just old and bitter. And that's the only reason why LeBron is not the GOAT, because they keep influencing these kids. They're just saying, yeah, check out Michael Jordan highlights. Da-da-da-da. And literally, I'm telling you, the way actual players break down, like, I promise you, the way, like, what's it called? White Chocolate. What's his name?
Jason
Williams. The way he breaks down of how they play basketball back then, like, think of LeBron was back then, just basically having an ISO the entire time. Like, stop it. What are we talking about? Like, LeBron's the greatest driver of the basketball. Like, what are we talking about here, man?
We gotta move on.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah.
All right.
We can go quick on that next one on NBA. Okay.
So we're talking about all GOATs today, it seems. So if Steph continues at the pace that he's currently pacing, does he catch up to LeBron in the GOAT debate?
There's just a couple reasons why, because I think the one thing with Curry is that, you know, he won one championship, right, with obviously without KD.
Two.
See, the thing is like, you can't really. No, just hold on. Let me say, you can't really say that. I'm saying the first championship, they didn't have a complete team. I'm talking about the Cavs. They didn't have a complete team. They were injured the entire way. Yo, were they not?
Yo.
No. Can we be honest? Yo. Were they not?
All I stated was a fact. He won two championships without KD.
No, he did. He did, but we can't make it seem like the first, like those just all his three championships that he won in the beginning.
Wait, no, I want to hear what you about to say?
The three championships that he won, there was there's a reason why he wasn't the MVP in the first one. There's a reason why he wasn't.
No, he should have been MVP in the first one.
Yeah.
You know it.
In the first one? Dude.
Yes.
Dude. Yes. Did y'all check the stats out?
You know, the only reason why he did it is because Iguodala.
Because LeBron is the GOAT. Exactly. Like,
because Iguodala was locking up LeBron.
That's why
the Cavs didn't win, because LeBron was getting locked up.
He wasn't getting locked up. He was.
That's why Iguodala won.
He was the only person actually scoring on the team, literally. Like, come on,
why did Iguodala win MVP that year then?
Because you're holding the GOAT to 27. What's it called? 8-8. Like, that's the point. Like, they literally thought they said LeBron is so great he can score even more than that. But the thing is that they don't realize that Kyrie was out, Kevin Love was out. Like, come on. And then so he took another pair of just scrubs and basically said, okay, let's go to the finals and let's win two games. That's all he ever does. He wins with nobody. That's just the truth.
No, he didn't win.
I'm saying, hold on.
We're talking about being a GOAT. We're not talking about being an all-time great. We're talking about being the greatest player who ever played basketball.
I'm just saying, when it comes down to taking scrubs, Curry, he's had Klay his entire career, literally, his entire winning career. He's had Draymond his entire winning career. You can't say that about LeBron when it comes down to him basically having no one, a bunch of scrubs.
Bro, come on, bro.
That last ring they had, that last ring they had, Curry. I mean, Klay did show up towards the end of the season, but Curry had the power of the season.
That's what I'm saying. I said the one year he's won by himself. The 1 year. That's the only thing I'm accounting. And that's why I can't really say that he's on a GOAT status. Now, he's the greatest three-point shooter of all time. Oh, that's a great feat. That's
everybody, cute. Go ahead. I know you want to put a take in about this.
Oh no, I'm just listening right now. I'm
listening. You think Steph is top five?
Oh, right now, absolutely.
All time.
Top five?
Yeah.
I don't think he's top five. No. Top ten, definitely.
Top five is crazy. About especially the influence, the impact the man's had on the game. Like it's impossible not to have.
He's ruined the game.
Five, on top five, I think of a Mount Rushmore. Or a Mount Rushmore of five people, I have to put Steph on there.
It's four.
I said, if I have a five person.
No, right, five, it's okay, four. Okay, we already talked about this. We already talked about this. Mount Rushmore has four faces on it.
Let me finish. If you listen, is a skill.
There's no such thing as five people on Mount Rushmore.
Listening is a skill, Tyree. I said, if I have a five man, Mount Rushmore.
There's no such thing.
Just
say top five. Don't say Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Just for Tyreek, for his sanity, yeah. I'm making a list of five of the greatest of all times. Part of my criteria is you had to have a major impact on the game itself. Mm. That's my criteria. If I'm putting that in there, Steph has got to be my top five. He's got to. Got to be. Ain't no way. Steph got to be in there. Bron got to be in there. Jordan got to be in there. And Shaq got to be in there. That last spot is kind of
you gotta say Kobe because you think Kobe's in the GOAT debate.
That was a long.
What were you about to say? That was a long time ago.
No, Kobe, that's kind of crazy. You think it's long?
Rest in peace, but Kobe
hasn't been that long.
So he hasn't done.
That's why I said that fifth spot is like interchangeable at this point.
So you don't think Kobe is in the GOAT debate anymore?
I didn't say he's not in the GOAT debate, but I don't.
So then he has to be top five.
But Steph Curry is.
Oh, hey. Well, almost cut that. Absolutely.
Hey, listen. Especially on this show, that Tobias, on this show, we don't do that. Okay, we don't do. We don't do that on this show, man. PG.
Steph and Tobias, or not Steph and Tobias. Steph and Kobe are in the same area to me, in the top whatever, and neither one of them are in the GOAT debate. I think it's literally only between. We're talking about GOAT. It has to be only between LeBron and Jordan.
Like I said, if we look, what did I say earlier about LeBron? I said when Bron took that final Cavs team to the finals, that's when I was considering him to go. That's when. The same thing I'm going to say with Steph. When Steph took this last team and won the finals with it, that's when I said that Joker's in GOAT status. We were doing a podcast from that time. Remember that? I said Steph is in GOAT status now. And if he gets another one anytime soon, he's up. He's 100% in.
See, the thing I see, and you know, I'm not going to take that one finals win from him. You got to use context. You got to use context, though, of that season, because we got to be real. That season was very weird, if you know what I mean. I'm saying everyone got injured. Come on, dude.
You hate Steph?
No, it's just that we got to play context.
I know you got a lot of Steph, but you don't have to hate Steph.
No, I don't hate Steph. I'm just saying the context. Like, a lot of people got hurt that year. Like
you can say context for everything that LeBron has done.
That's not true.
To the finals,
that's not true.
He barely beat the Pacers. He beat the Pacers on a running last minute bank shot from the side of the court.
We're talking about when he went GOAT mode. Like,
context and everything.
We're talking about when he carried the team to the finals.
We're not going back to LeBron.
Don't do that. Please don't do this. I really don't want to do this. I want to progress in this conversation. I want to be progressive. Okay, let's just move forward. You know, Steph Curry is a great person. You know, he has very adorable kids. He's a man of the community. But he's, you know, he has some asterisks around some of his certain accomplishments, and you know, it's just the honest truth. I mean, I can't.
That's hating.
That is. I'm sorry.
Listen, guys.
No, you must be hanging around Tyree too much, because I call him the master of all hating. But you about on that level right now, brother.
No. See, I pull up. These are factual things that happen, and the problem with the facts is that it hurts, because it's like, it's going against what I believe.
Oh my God! What the?
Yeah, like Steph's four rings. Yeah, that's a fact. He won two without KD.
Listen to this last final. Just listen to this. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the asterisks and stuff. So Steph, they beat the Denver Nuggets, and they didn't sweep them. It was 4-1 in that run. The next series, they get the Grizzlies, the big bad Grizzlies. They talk about that time. 4-2.
What year are you talking about?
Huh?
What year are you talking about?
This is 2022.
2022, okay.
When they won a championship?
When they won a championship, yes.
So but you remember John Morant got injured, right?
Still 4-2. There's the big bad Grizzlies. It was still the Nuggets before that.
But the Nuggets didn't have Jamal Murray.
It's crazy. It's crazy how you remember context for Steph, but not for LeBron. But go ahead.
No, you didn't tell me. What's the context? Why do you remember for LeBron?
All right, so then we're going to say about the Celtics. You're not going back to that point. Because they had Tatum and
Hammer. The Celtics, listen, the Celtics fumbled the bag. Like,
God. Okay, now you...
No. I'm saying Steph Curry won fair and square. But I'm saying, like, come on. Are we really saying Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown? Basically, two highest paid players in the NBA. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. We're talking about Al Horford.
So can we talk about how LeBron beat that same team three times to get to the finals to lose? He beat that same, and that was a younger Jason Tatum.
No, that was a younger. That's what I'm saying. We're talking about
the team that went to the finals. Steph beat a better Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. LeBron was beating the rookie Jason Tatum and Jaylen Browns, and you don't want to put that context into it.
No, but that's the thing. But you have to think about it, dude. Like, you're really, who did he have? Like, stop it. Like,
what do you mean?
He still, what's it called? The Celtics still had Marcus Smart. They had...
That's the team who Steph beat.
Hold on. They had Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Terry Rozier. Terry Rozier was not on that team. What's it called? And the... what's it called? For Steph. Terry Rozier. They had Jaylen Brown. They had elite players all around. I'm talking about... Don't tell me they're not elite players. At that time, they were elite players at that time, even with Jason Tatum just being, you know, fresh into the league. Let's just be honest. Like, stop it. But who did LeBron have? He had, okay, let's try to remember that the team that he drug on there. He had Larry Nance Jr. What?
You talking about the team that he traded, the team that he traded for between the every
he
year.
Traded for? Stop. Are we not? So,
yes. Do you 100% believe that if LeBron said, no, don't trade any of my players, I want to win with these players?
No, he had to, because it was bad. It was you have to make the best of what you have. And the thing is, he traded a situation, and he got an okay, better situation. Stop making it seem like he got a whole bunch of talented players around him. He had Jordan Clarkson, Sixth Man of the Year. When did he become Sixth Man of the Year? Later in his career. So, yeah, Jordan Clarkson. He had J.R. Do we really have to talk about J.R. Smith? Do we really have to talk about J.R. Smith? He's the most streaky. He can shoot you in a game or shoot you out of it. Literally, we had Kevin Love. You know, he was going through his mental health things. The man, you know, he was going through his mental health things. No, I'm saying, come on, guys, don't do that. I'm saying he was going through some things. You know, his mental. You know, all these things. You know, he's like, I'm LeBron's shadow. You know, things like that. Like, he was going through it. And then who else did we have on that team? Can you name them?
We have to end it on here.
you can't do it.
All right, Jamie, go to the
Tobias one, Jamie. Skip that next one.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. Oh, wait, you want me to go to the Tobias one?
Yeah, I was saying skip that. I was saying the NFL draft part, not the college football versus NFL one.
Bias. Listen, we've already all seen the take on Twitter. Say it and let's move along.
No. I'm going
to give my Tobias. Please tell us.
My PSA.
Please tell us.
So, we all know what's going on current NFL draft and stuff. Right. I just want to first start out by everybody was talking about J.J. McCarthy here was a early second round pick, a late second round pick. I mean, late first round pick, but not me. I've been said he was a truth since day one, beginning of this season. I said he was a truth. I say he's going to be Heisman, but he didn't get the volume and stuff. But J.J. McCarthy is 100% a top 10 draft pick this season. Mm-hmm. I personally think he's going to be second quarterback off the board. Mm-hmm. That's me. But he 100% is a top.
You went up to second?
Let me tell you why. It's because when you the NFL draft isn't a popularity contest. It isn't going off of your stats and stuff. You look at the full entire picture. When you look at a quarterback, you're looking for a guy who put up some stats, you know, to back up the physical attributes he has. You look at JJ, he's got a good hand size, man. He's got good size. And his athleticism is extremely, extremely underrated. Here, let me finish. And you want a quarterback that can win you the big games that has made those big plays. He showed that when he faced Alabama, the quote-unquote best program in the whole country and stuff. He showed that when he went down the field and they tied the game. He's shown that he can throw the ball 50 times a game if you want. And also, the man does not make mistakes. He faced what? Faced 5-6 ranked opponents this season. He didn't turn the ball over one time in that game. Not one
time. Did they run it?
Yeah, they ran it. Yeah, they ran it, but like, did they throw it? Yes, they threw the ball. Yes, they threw the ball that game. Yes. We saw the one pass against Ohio State where he threaded the needle between those two players. He has highlight plays. The only knock people have on him is that they didn't get the sample size that they got with Caleb Williams and Drake May, which is an anomaly because they literally rely on those two players, and you see where it got them. JJ McCarthy got a national championship ring. Caleb Williams.
The only people that would draft JJ mm-hmm. is people, them old school organizations that are afraid to try something new.
Yeah.
I got to go to the – actually,
so I don't know how the Patriots will be anymore because Bill Belichick's not there. But I would assume that he would have drafted JJ.
Oh, absolutely.
And then somebody, maybe like the Steelers. I said he might go. If he falls to the Steelers, I think the Steelers would draft him. That's the only people that would draft JJ that high is those quarterbacks, that teams that are afraid to try new things.
Here's my prediction. And it may not make sense to y'all, but I think that everyone is – it sounds delusional, but I think the entire draft is surrounded on players like JJ, these quarterbacks right now. It's all surrounded around Drake May and JJ McCarthy. I think I think teams are gonna be hesitant at first to pull the trigger on those two because they have an extremely high ceiling at the time. But the point you're afraid, you know, there's other options out there. You know, you got Russ out there. You can take a safe option with Russ. You got Kirk Cousins. Yes, I say Kirk Cousins.
Russ
is a veteran player. Like you know, you're not going to mess up getting.
Are you okay?
Can someone please? All right,
Hold on, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Stop talking. Okay. If the Steelers got Russ tomorrow, you mean to tell me you would not be absolutely on you know what watch?
No, I wouldn't.
You would be. Yes, you would, Tobias.
What's to be mad of? No, Jamie, ask this question. What's the knock on Russ? I want to know that.
Russ has never. The only reason he wouldn't be upset is because they wouldn't be able to get anybody else.
I'm not gonna be upset with it. It's better than what we got
Russ,
now.
Russ has never really. He's never carried a team. First of all, the only time he was really good is when he had a top all time historic defense.
But my thing is, what's the knock on Russ? That's what I'm trying to say. Knock on Russ?
That he's never, like, you need a really, really good defense and a good team around him for him to really succeed. And he's, what, 30, 30 plus now, so he's only getting older.
So yeah. Are we saying that Russ is a bad quarterback? Like, that's what I'm
saying.
I'm saying Russ is not. I said he's a safe option. I never said he's going to take you to the next. I said he's a safe option. None of these rookies in this class are going to take anybody right now to the next level.
But if you draft him, you're drafting the potential of a rookie. You know what?
Y'all said that about CJ Stroud too. I wouldn't go to that depth of just saying that there's no one that can take a team to the next level, because I mean, really, it just depends on obviously the what you have around you. The actual veterans on the team, things like that. Like, just it depends on those things. And then on top of that, everything with football, it's some luck in it. So it's like, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that, none of the rookies have the potential. I mean, I don't think Caleb Williams is such a long shot towards some of the, like if you go down the list of rookies, yeah. I think he's pretty close to all of them, to be honest with you. But that's just me.
Honestly, pulling the tape, it feels like that. Even if you look back at like some of his bigger games, like with against Colorado, you look it takes him a large like dosage of throwing the ball for him to get. Mm-hmm. He's never come out and really just
Caleb.
Tearing people up. It takes time for him to get worn up. Once he figures you out, you're done for at that point. Like it's over. You ain't gonna stop him. Mm-hmm. But that thing, I feel like that could change with experience and stuff.
Yeah.
But back to the Russ and JJ thing. But Russ, I'm not saying Russ is a fantastic pick. I'm just saying it's safer. Like, you say you draft Drake May. The only quarterback I think is sure in this draft that is sure, without a doubt, is Caleb Williams. Outside of that, it's
Jaden Daniels.
Still not sure.
Some people say he's better than Caleb, actually.
I don't know about that.
Jaden
Daniels had more volume than Caleb did. Like LSU was do or die. If Jaden Daniels was not in the game, it wasn't happening. You're not gonna get the NFL. Unless you're a rookie, they're not gonna put their whole entire scheme on a rookie.
Speaking of Caleb Williams, and I don't remember if we put this as a topic or not.
We did, I think.
But he said something like, we did? Okay. Well, I'll just go to it then. He said something like, I don't know if you saw Shagun. He went on the podium and was like, I don't need to do the combine or something like that. I don't remember his exact quote. But how did y'all feel about that? Like, do y'all think he was being too cocky, or like he's too confident, or like how did y'all?
That's cocky. If you're saying too confident is cocky, but I'm just correcting you there. Just want to make sure, because I know there's not a difference between. I'm sorry. Okay. I would say he's being cocky. I wouldn't say cocky. I think he's, sometimes, if what you're hearing is what you're hearing, like, I mean, I just feel like that's it. Like, he knows more than us. Like, there's teams who talk to him. And actually talk to him like he knows something that we don't. like so at the end of the day, I can't sit there if they may have told him like, yo, like, or excuse me, if no one told him anything, he's saying this. I mean you're a little concerned, but I think like he knows that he's going, if not first, second, if not second, third, like he's top three pick, 9 times out of 10. I feel like, yeah, that's just that.
Yeah, I mean, with him specifically, it makes sense. I feel like he probably could have said it differently, like worded it differently, because they're also looking at your personality.
But look at Deion Sanders. Look at Deion Sanders.
But that was kind of after he became Deion.
It's thought
before. No. Before
I feel like Caleb.
He said, "Why would I run?" He said, "Why would I run?" Like, what am I doing here? Like,
literally. Deion was special back then. Like, no one has seen anything like Deion before. We've seen cats kind of like Caleb Williams. Not in this class, but like we've seen similar glimpses of Caleb Williams in the past. Caleb Williams is the next coming of the football messiah. That's what he's acting like right now. Like, that's what he's acting like.
Yeah.
I don't agree with honestly, I don't agree with anybody right now, unless you're hurt, skipping out on the draft, because we're seeing what the effects of this now is that because Caleb sat out, he had Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels all show out on Combine Day. And now their stock has raised, and Caleb, if anything, has gone down from him running his mouth. So that's why I think it's
Nah. Caleb's still hot, but it's from him running his mouth. You can run your mouth all day. Listen, I'm just being honest.
Do you want that?
I've seen some bums get picked up. let's just be honest. We've seen some really bad players get picked up, and they were the best in the world of just being a good civilian. You know, look at what's your guy?
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, there's Kenny Pickett. There's the guy Michael Trubisky. Like, there's guys who were really. That's what I'm saying. I'm not even gonna say J.J. McCarthy is on that level. I don't really believe in the guy. To be honest with you, he just reminds me of an A.J. McCarron. Because I'm just saying, just from what I've seen in college, it just gives off the A.J. McCarron.
Stetson Bennett.
Yeah. It gives off the. Well, actually, no. Stetson Bennett. No. Like what I saw. It. What I saw in the preseason, the man was throwing diamond. Like let's call a spade. He was diamond in the preseason. Like, he's just going against. I mean, Matthew Stafford. I mean, obviously he's not going to win that battle, but still, like, if they wanted to keep him, he's not a bad choice to me. But that's neither here nor there.
When JJ, this is my throwing this in there. JJ faced the number one, number three. And number five and number four defense all in one season.
So what do you think AJ McCarron was doing in the SEC? Like, he was going against
handing that ball off to Derrick. Who's it? Derrick Henry? Mark Henry?
Wasn't JJ McCarthy handing the ball off a lot too?
Yes. No, he went.
He was talking about I'm blanking on his name all season.
Blake Corum
is a
gymnast. He should be drafted before JJ.
To be honest,
we can't hold that against him. I'm saying if you take like what I said, the NFL draft. What I said earlier, I started out. I said the NFL draft is not based on popularity. It's not based on just your stats. They use those stats and that popularity as a validation to what they're seeing out there at the combine, what they see you do, the intangibles, how they see you break down film or break down the coverage, how they see you dice up, throw, how accurate are you? They use those stats and stuff to back that up. Yeah.
But the problem is
the only knock y'all have is he doesn't have the sample size. Y'all say he handed the ball off or whatever.
You can't check his stats. You can't check check his stats, you're not gonna draft him.
JJ McCarthy had the second best completion percentage behind Bo Nix.
May I ask who was in the Heisman? Finalists,
but like you said, volume.
You know what it's like?
Volume.
You have to realize that volume. If he threw as much as Jaden Daniels, or if he threw as much as Caleb Williams, you gotta be real with yourself. If I don't think it would look the same. I think it would be a lot of interceptions. I think it would be because he didn't
throw interceptions as it was.
JJ is how you should feel about Brock Purdy.
Don't watch the brother play. Y'all just ain't never seen.
I'm not even gonna go there with Brock Purdy. Yeah. I feel like if JJ McCarthy went to a great situation like Brock Purdy, yes.
Oh, he'd thrive. Absolutely.
He'd just be like Brock Purdy.
It'd be Super Bowl all over again. I ain't gonna lie. Yes.
Okay,
so he's just like Brock Purdy.
I have that much confidence in my boy right now. I'm telling y'all, every time we have needed a play from JJ McCarthy, right. In a matter of making with his legs or his arm, he has done it. And every time you think about that game, the Alabama Rose Bowl game, we needed a play. And that man, right over
like the top. Listen, the whole
Alabama beat themselves.
That's what, thank
okay,
you.
She just hating. Y'all just hating right now.
No, I'm not. That's true.
Thank you.
We fumbled the ball like four
let's
times.
Call
that
a spade a spade.
Don't beat yourself. That was a horrible game.
Come on.
Hater right
come
now.
On.
That's the sound like hating.
What's his name? Jalen Miller? Is it Jalen Milbro? Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trash.
Listen. I'm not saying he's trash. He needs some development. Mm-hmm. He needs to learn how to throw. That's the only thing with him where I could sit there and say, because I think he, I mean, he has an arm, but at the same time,
he does have arm.
He's just not accurate. He's really just like, he just looks very stagnant in the pocket. He's, yeah. And like I said, with him, I'm not going to sit here and make it seem like, you know, like Michigan should have, they won that game. Yes. But it wasn't because of J.J. McCarthy. Let's just be honest here. It wasn't because of him. It was because of team sport that they played. It's because Coach Harbaugh is.
I agree.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. He's my GOAT of coaches. Just be
really?
Honest.
College?
Coach Harbaugh.
Of NFL and college. I can't.
Okay, all right.
He's won everywhere he went. Come on, dude. Come on. Let's not do this. He's won everywhere he went. He's won everywhere he went.
You are just like Tobias, bro. You say something and it's like, okay, cool, and then you just want to take it over the top.
No, I'm saying he's my goal. I didn't say
he's the goal.
They get that mixed up. Because they get so preconceived and who you are, so they ready to attack you. They be ready to attack me. So whatever I say, they like Jamie and Tariq and all them, they already got their mind before it comes out of my mouth that I'm gonna go guess whatever he says.
Yeah, he sound like a revolutionary right now. Hey, he said the mind, they trying to get you in the mind. See, the problem is they don't understand a brother like me. I'm just a brother trying to work it out. I'm like, you said some wild takes before, and I understand it. I think it's, if that's your opinion, that's your opinion. But you know, just know what comes with that opinion.
You're wrong. Yeah,
so that's like, yeah. You know what comes with the opinion. Hey, they go come.
I wasn't wrong last year. I said we was going to the Natty, and what happened?
You said that every year. At some point, you got it right.
No, I say it every year. I definitely say that. I said it last year. I definitely said it last year.
All right.
But, hey, the Steelers going to the Super Bowl next year. Just let y'all know that right now.
Okay, buddy.
Right? What should Chicago do with their number one pick? And don't say draft J.J. McCarthy.
No. They should.
Go ahead.
Keep it. I mean, they should keep it and draft some wide receivers. That's all I'm saying. I'm serious. I'm serious.
I need to give him the same energy y'all be giving me right now.
You make it seem like, yo, Justin Fields is not a bad player. What are we talking about here?
That's what I don't think so too. So I was thinking about it today. They got two options, I think. It's like trade the I would trade the pick with who is maybe the Patriots? Somebody who's like number three or four to jump Washington, and then draft Marvin Harrison Jr. And that will keep, and you have Justin Fields, and then you just trade down a couple picks and get Marvin Harrison Jr. And then you'll get other picks with that. Exactly. Or you can trade Justin Fields to one of those other picks, so like the Patriots or something, and now you have Caleb Williams, and you can possibly get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Damn,
is this a should thing, or is this what we think they will do?
Should.
I think what they should do. I think that was the should.
Will they already said they're either trading Fields or taking, or they want a historical low for that first round pick. They said, and it don't look like they're about to get that historical low yet.
Yeah. Nothing.
No, that's crazy.
Just keep going.
you know what's crazy? I wanted to say something, but I was
keep it PG.
So I'm just gonna be quiet over here. When I heard that,
I just didn't know if that's like what I actually heard, and then I said,
I heard it too. I'm not gonna lie, but I'll go move past that.
He said it twice.
Elevate your mind.
Tobias said, nah, bump the rules. I'm about to just.
What's wrong with that?
All right.
Oh, man.
Historical trade, then. I don't know. Whatever y'all mean to say.
A haul. They want a big return.
A circle haul. There you go.
Okay. What's the hardest sport to play, guys? We've had this conversation a million times.
It's really for you, Shagun. I want to hear what you have to say.
It's golf.
Thank you, my man.
That's all.
What's the hardest sport to succeed at?
Golf.
I don't think it can be.
I don't think golf is the hardest sport to succeed at. Just based off of, like, anyone could be a golfer, literally.
I think football.
NBA. There's not enough roster spots. It's literally like it's 15 roster spots on an NBA team.
Okay, I see how you took it.
You know how many?
You're saying, I see how you took it. I took it differently. So you're saying succeeding as an individual. I was assuming as like you already made it to that level.
Now, succeeding
at that sport.
I thought we were talking about like team effort.
I like the way you thought about it too, because that way it's a cool perspective to think about. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're talking about succeeding, then it has to be a team sport. It can't be individual.
Because succeeding as a team or succeeding as an individual? Which, are we going both?
Succeeding, whichever way you think of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's harder if you're playing a team sport because you have to rely on other people also. Whereas, in terms of the hardest sport to play, I think last time we talked about it, I broke it up between like mental and physical.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's two different things. So like mental is what did I say? I think I said football is one of the easiest sports to play physically, and y'all went after me. Because if you're just talking about one position, then you only have to focus on that kind of that one thing.
He said,
if you're a wide receiver, you really just have to focus on catching the ball.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
I kind of agree with that. What you said. Nah, I mean, maybe this is me stepping back and taking bias out of it. I kind of agree. Because, like, they say football is 90% mental and 10% physical. Like, you can not be that physically talented and be successful in football.
Yeah. I would say with football.
And you disagreed heavily.
Huh?
Yeah. I said that last time we disagreed heavily.
Yeah, yes,
that's why I said
he said he was coming from an unbiased perspective.
Yeah.
Get it? Unbiased to bias.
Sorry.
But yeah.
Listen, they got a hold of that and they was like a kid in the candy shop. I said, ooh, Tobias.
But I think when it comes down to football is not, it's not hard, but if you want to be successful in it, it is hard to me, because I think that it is not just a scenario where you're just like, okay, pushing, pushing a player back or, you know, catching a ball. Like there's so much like details that comes with football. And I think that a lot of people think that football is just a sport that just kind of, bunch of dummies on the field just doing, you know. I noticed my voice for everyone who's like talking crap is like an old man all the time. I don't know why. I don't know why it goes to that. But I just go
you know, like old people.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not a fan of them. But you know, specifically, I think football, like even like when it comes out in running routes, like you should see like how they read, like if I see a DB coming in my inside shoulder, like how they just read all those things, and just then with the defensive lineman, like you should see like, okay, if they put their hand on my shoulder here, how like they know for a fact either I go under or I swipe that. Like that stuff is not real time. That's not easy to just sit there and say, yeah, this is just a piece of cake. Nah, they have to analyze it right then and there.
That's what I said. I think that's mental though. If we're saying physical, well, we meant physically easy. Like,
yeah, like
you can be the strongest man ever and literally push somebody off the line.
Because we're talking about somebody that's like generally athletic, not somebody that's like sorry at everything. Somebody that's just generally athletic. But okay. I think that's what you're saying is more mentally. You have to kind of analyze that while you're doing it. But the act is easy.
Depending on the
position that you're playing.
That's what I said. The physical sport would be, if we're going to look at physical, the physicality of it, we're going to say basketball.
I think I was thinking basketball too.
Because it's just back and forth. It's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
I think I also said soccer.
How about to say soccer? I don't know.
Well, see, the thing about soccer is like there's a lot of like you, a lot of times you're playing one part of the field.
You're still kind of doing everything. Now you do more, you do one thing more often.
Right.
But you kind of still do outside of goalie.
I'm gonna go with soccer on that one.
Throw it up. I'll catch it. You know. Yeah. 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 But
I do think football is the hardest. Like, just Shagun already broke it down. Like, I think it's the hardest, especially if there's not every position is different. Like, you literally got to know everything. You got to
either that or boxing.
I think it's literally the only sport you have to do homework. Like, I don't think I can't think of another sport where you have to literally
boxing. You got to do homework. You got to do a lot of homework.
I'm like pull all nighters, like studying plays, watching.
Yeah, boxing is the one. You don't want to get knocked out. You don't want to be Nate Robinson on the floor. I can't say that. You don't want to be Nate Robinson. Just laying on the floor, you know.
Boxing, you get one thing, bro.
I ain't never seen a funny one in that one. Snoop Dogg in the background singing "The Precious Lord."
But boxing is just one of those ones where you have to be very you have to study to see, okay, he likes to throw with his right a lot. And it's like, okay, but when does he throw with his right? Like, you have to just see like a whole bunch of fights and like see the fighter they are now and even see like who the trainers have trained, like go to their trainers and see like how they're training. Like it's not just, you know, to me, I feel like that's why Floyd was the smartest fighter, because like he studied a lot. Like he talked a lot, but man, the dude studied a lot. And on top of that, think about this. You have to entertain. You can't just go out there and fight. Nobody cares about a good fighter. You have to be an entertainer as well. It's just too many things that comes with that. But like I said, I can see football or boxing either way. So yeah.
Let's also consider hockey.
Ooh, yeah. No. That's serious. Have you ever ice skated? Have you ever ice skated? That joke is serious, man.
Yeah.
That's not a joke.
I gotta watch that little puck.
With all that equipment on you, that hockey is a good one, too. That's tough.
Like a hockey goalie. Have you ever just tried to watch hockey, first of all, and just see where the puck is? You lose it the entire
literally
time. So imagine being a goalie. That thing comes at you with some speed.
I can't even keep track when you do a little air hockey thing. That's hard. I can't imagine what was going on.
That's wild.
Like the air hockey was probably, I'm like, oh shoot.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You got a slow hockey reaction, dog.
Hey. We've been doing this all day, bro. Hey. Go to everybody.
Bias, you make it so easy.
That's true. That's true. Just from what I've watched.
You make it so easy.
You want to know why we can get deep here? Because I'm okay with the person I am. I don't put up, like, I don't be on, I'm not on guard about the person I am.
All right.
Let him speak. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to say nothing else about that. I am who I am. If you don't like it, then oh well.
Nice.
That goes for all you people out there, all you haters. Tobias is talking to you. I got you, bro. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jamie, my number one hater. Jamie, my number one hater. Like, y'all don't realize that's my number one hater right there, Jamie.
I keep you in check.
No.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. But yeah, that's funny.
It's all out of love. It's because I care. Mm-mm. I also take care of you. Don't play with me.
You do that.
All right. Scripture of the week.
Oh yeah, I got a real good one for y'all today. Cause I learned. I got bang bang. Oh, see, that was wrong. Hit by God. I got convicted this week. I got convicted. I know I said that was wrong.
Even on one today, man.
Lord forgive me.
Yeah, I wouldn't even
got convicted this week, so I'm gonna share with y'all my notes and stuff. What I got from it. But bear with me, it's from 1 Corinthians 13, love. We all kind of know about this chapter. And it says, if I speak the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. I'm going to read a couple more verses. This says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. So the lesson I got really from this was, I know there's a lot of people out there, you may feel lonely at times. You're like, why does nobody love me? Why does nobody love me? I'm not saying it's going on with you, but this was with me, is that so busy pointing that, you know, you reap what you sow. So if you ain't giving out love, and I'm not talking about, I ain't talking about like, oh, hey, Jamie, how's it going? How's the day? No, I'm talking about like the same, literally the same, how I took it, the same love I'm giving to my family, the same love that I care for them. I'm going my way for them. If you're not giving out that love to other people, you're not going to receive it and everything. So there's certain people that God has placed in your life right now that he's waiting on you to walk into it. He's waiting on you to get involved with that life, but you're so busy being hard in your heart, being bitter and being stubborn, stuck in your own way, that you don't even move. So keep in mind what love is, man. So read all those other, I'm not gonna read the whole thing for y'all, but read 1 Corinthians 13, see what love is, and give that same love to just people in general. Don't specify who you want to. Even person that annoys you, man, love him. Love
you
him.
Hear that, Tyreek?
Yeah, you hear that,
you Tyreek? Hear that, Tyreek?
Love me. God dang it.
I be hating on the love.
Ooh. That's what I'm saying.
Yo, oh my God.
Oh,
my God. Oh,
man. I realize I probably won't be invited on the show just because Tobias seems to be acted out. You know, he's been saying a couple crazy things. He, you know, that, I want to bring the best out of you. And I feel like I brought the worst where you've been saying, you know, you've been saying some crazy things, some wild things, you know, the load and all that. It's been pretty wild, you know, back to back. But
He matched my energy though. That's why I like Shagun matched my energy today. I love that.
That's the goal. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, him and Malin always end up attacking each other. It don't be love.
We be taking personal shots. You just see us in the chat, bro. We be going at each other.
That's understand, and you guys are longtime friends, you know. So yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, I would Tyreek. Yeah.
Yo. Yeah, y'all was going at it earlier. I'm gonna let them two have it. Y'all was waiting on this moment. Y'all start going at each other. I was like, that okay.
It was time. It was time.
Yeah. Good thing if Jalen would have been on, it would have been even worse.
Oh, you're no. Yo, listen. That guy.
But now, fans, y'all make sure y'all message and contact Jalen. Go on his Instagram public.
He like he'll block them so quick.
Yeah, he's a celebrity on Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey, Jalen, a public figure on Instagram. Make sure y'all comment on his stuff and tell him y'all need him back on this show next week. Y'all got it. And do the same thing to Mailin too.
And then the guest today, make sure y'all check out Goon Got Jokes on Instagram. The Open Book Podcast.
Yep.
Goon Got Jokes on YouTube also.
Mm-hmm.
Check the link in the bio. Everything gonna be there.
Mm-hmm. And check me out on What Now. I'm gonna be on What Now a couple more times. You know, I'm putting it in to the air.
We'll see. We're gonna review the tape. We're gonna review the tape.
We're gonna study film all night.
Yeah. You know, do you think you know, man? Hey, you know, if you do your thing, and hopefully, you know, hopefully you see me. You know, who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. Don't keep your hopes up, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, my brethren, until we see y'all next week, we'll see y'all. Great podcast today. See y'all. Take care.
Stay
thanks for coming.
Thank you. Peace out, y'all.